Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome to Journey into the Light. We are very glad that you are here for another great night of the Roundtable with the Triple Psychic Ladies Roundtable. Psychic mediums coming your way. All three ladies will take your questions. Now, if you're called in to speak to our triple panel, make sure you press the 1 on your phone right now. Press the 1 on your phone. That is how you get in line. Otherwise, we will probably never come to your call. We don't want to miss you if you are called in and you want to speak to the ladies. So press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? Alrighty, great. And the way it works is we will bring you on air, and we will, you will be speaking to one of the ladies primarily. And then once that reading is done, then the other two ladies, if they have something quick to add, they will add that to your reading. And then we'll move to the next caller. So this way everybody gets help. That's the whole idea of the show. Okay. And tonight we have on, as we do each week here on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock Eastern time, Reverend Barbara Stravinsky, I should say. from Salem, Massachusetts. And Carol Adams is here, and Reverend Lynn is also here. Now, to contact all three ladies, all of their contact information and bio is posted right on this show page, okay? You can't miss it, and there is the link and the information, okay? All righty. So, again, the number to call into the radio show, 347-884-8245 is the number. Press the 1 on your phone. Okay. So, let me light up all three lines here, and let's bring in Barbara from Salem, Massachusetts, and Carol Adams, and Reverend Lynn. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael. Hi, listeners.
Good evening to you and all.
Nice to be here.
How is everybody?
Everybody's good. I'm good anyway.
I'm good.
We're all good.
All righty. And Barbara, you still got your phone? Yeah, what?
Yeah. I got my new phone. That's why I wasn't around.
Yeah.
But I needed a new one anyway, so
there you go.
Spirit made that happen, so
yes.
I could get a better one.
Right. It's funny how Spirit does that, you know? When
yes.
needed to be doing this show, Spirit kicked me out of my comfortable business I was doing.
Yeah.
It's like, why? Why? But now I know why. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, you know, that same thing happened to me, Michael, and I've never questioned it. It's been the most joyous thing that I could ever experience is to be where I'm at today, being involved in Spirit and healing and helping people and doing good for others. And that's what it's all about between all of us girls are together, and we like each other and we have the same thought pattern. So we want the people who call in to make sure that they have good questions that they can ask us so we can give you the best answers.
And yeah. One question at the same time.
Yes, one question.
Taking one question and not to ask them a question, but simply we'll take one question only.
Yeah.
Yes, and I agree with you, Barbara. That's why I really, like all three of you, because you really do work really well together and have the same thought pattern, as you said, Barbara. I picked up on that.
And that's important, because we're all, you know, you couldn't say which one is the best, because we're all very spiritual persons doing three different types.
Yes. There's a different angle from each person, which I think is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. You all are very spiritual. You couldn't say one is better than the other, but you all three kind of work a little bit differently, but that's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great for the list caller.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And then this way the callers can hear you and they can say, hey, I would like to get, you know, a further reading with you privately. So then they can find your contact information here on the show page and contact you.
Exactly.
And we'd like that.
Yes,
yes,
very much so. So to the listeners out there, all three of my guests do private readings all the time, because I know I'm asked that, you know, I thought it was a given that my guests did do private readings, but people ask me, do they do private readings? Like, yes, they do. So I have to say it verbally.
Well,
so,
and if, you know, of course, it's wonderful to be able to call and to ask a question and have it answered, but in a private session, we can go so much farther and so much deeper into everything that's involved in a person's life, so that you can't possibly do on a short period of time on a radio show.
Mm-hmm. It creates much more of a story, actually, when we do a private session, because we're really delving much deeper.
Yes.
We can do so much with one question, but in a private session, certainly we use more tools. I know myself, I use much more tools.
Yes.
And it's only for the betterment of the caller, really, the betterment who is really getting a taste of our energies and really to see who they feel connects better to their heart,
yes,
their mind, and their spirit. And then they can pick up on that and call the person that they feel the most comfortable with.
Right, exactly.
I agree. These are just mini readings, so they can never go into everything that you need. It's just a little snippet, I guess you would say. So let's take our first caller here, and who wants to go first?
I'll go first, Michael.
Okay, Carol. I was thinking of you, so Spirit told me. So let's go to Georgia 229. Welcome. Can we get your first name, please?
Hi. Yep, my name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie from Georgia.
Hi.
What's your birthday, Miss Debbie?
May 19th, 1960.
Got it. Okay, and how can I help you, Debbie?
Well, I wonder what messages you can give me about this man that I've been talking to, and does he have anything to do with my move?
Wait a second. That's a good one. So you want to know, you've been speaking to somebody.
Uh-huh.
And you want to know if this person is any, what, positive energy, has anything to do with your move?
Yeah, does where I'm going to move have anything to do with him? Am I going to move anywhere near him, or is he going with me?
Got it. Okay, what's his birthday then?
7/7/76.
Got it. All right, let me just see what's going on here. 7/7/76. Let's see what's going on. Well, you're both very connected, for sure. All right. And you're May 19th, 1960. All right. So certainly with you, as far as asking the question goes, it's very, I would say, extremely important for you to make a decision. Because you got that Mars in Aries, and sometimes that doesn't always follow through. So it's not crazy that you're asking the question, you know? And you got two Capricorns at the same time, so you'll probably want to feel as if you're always going up the ladder and making the right choice, you know, or the wisest choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to swing over to 7/7/76 and then give you the answer with that. And what I'm picking up, I think you're very connected to each other. And I do feel from your voice maybe there's a cautiousness, but that's part of life's journey to be cautious, I think. If you got two Capricorn signs, you're going to be cautious. You're not going to jump into anything. I think this person is very much into a home life. Am I correct with that?
Yes.
And the comfort of a home life?
For sure.
And the nurturing of a home life.
Yep.
You know, and needs that female. Are you talking about on a personal level, romantic level?
Yeah, we were in a relationship for 8 years. I've known him for almost 11.
Okay, so you were? You're not now?
I was.
But you're not now.
We've been apart for a couple of years.
Okay. Well, you know, there is a real connection with this energy. And it doesn't mean that you know, we have different types of connections in life, as you know, right? You know,
uh-huh.
Romantic, friendships, spiritual, soul connection, you know, you can go down the list. But it feels what I'm picking up, and I always like to go with signs, synchronicity, that if you're feeling in your heart that this person, just from your question, your spirit is really asking the question, I don't think it's the mind. You know, that you feel as if this person has something to do with it, whether it's a conscious, a subconscious, a spirit, whatever it is. I actually feel good with the energy of it for some reason. I do. So we would say yes with that.
Awesome.
Yeah. And he has very good energy in general, so it's not a negative force. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, uh-huh.
Sometimes when you look up somebody's birth date and you can tell where if somebody's coming from a manipulative or you know, some type of negative force. But it just does not flowing. This person is a nurturer. So if you're not in a connection with this person now, in a relationship connection physically, you know, this, just by asking the question, I think it's the spirit of the question, the spirituality of the question, that's going to drive you to, I would say, yes, definitely yes with that.
Awesome.
I hope that makes sense to you.
Oh, it does make a lot of sense to me. Yeah, you're spot on with everything about him, for sure.
Yeah, and you know, you have two Capricorns, right? So your Jupiter and Saturn are both in Capricorn. So that's going to kick in more and more as you age. You know, age, I mean by age is not the physical age, but the age or the evolving aspect of our soul. So at the same time with your question, it's really, I would think, very important for you as you age with your soul's journey that you feel the wisdom of your decision. So we would say keep going with the wisdom of your choices and decisions as you keep on going on in your life.
Awesome.
Okay. I would just like to say one thing. This is Barbara speaking. There's 16 years difference between you two.
Uh-huh.
And you're the woman and you're younger? You're older, right?
I'm older, uh-huh.
And how do you feel about that?
I had issues with it in the beginning, but I mean, we have the most intense connection I've ever known.
I'm quite sure, and that's not why I'm saying it, because that's really the only little bit of an issue. And what I was going to say is that I wouldn't worry about it because I was 11 years older than my husband, and it was the best marriage in the world.
Aww.
Because women don't age like men do, so just be patient with them. And
thanks, Barbara.
Okay.
That actually hits the nail right on the head right now.
Okay. But they have their little quirky things, and you don't want to run away from something that is wonderful because you have someone that will never look old to you.
Never act old.
Yeah, that's nice.
But that will help you because he will keep you younger.
Yes.
And that's the way to go, girl.
Thanks, Barbara. You can
roar like a lion and have a wonderful relationship. Whether marriage or not is not the issue. The issue is that you two are brought together on a karmic level, and that's why you should be together. Bless you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Hi, this is Reverend Lynn. Just a very short little piece I'm going to add at the end because the ladies have really hit everything on the head. I do see that the two of you are definitely karmically connected. Very, very strong bond there. Also that, you know, Spirit is showing me that it's been so difficult for you to try to make these decisions and you kind of go back and forth in your mind as of what you should do. And they're saying just relax, be calm, get centered, and give yourself quiet time to, you know, to really think things through and trust your own intuition because your own intuition is actually quite good. And they do show me, I don't know why you're apart right now, but they do show me that the connection definitely could lead to something that would be a lifetime commitment. Whether or not that would be marriage or not, that would be up to you. But it looks really good for that.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jana. Thank you.
Okay, we hope that helps.
I feel better about that. Yes, it does help so much. Thank you. I'm grateful to get through. It may my blessing.
Oh, our pleasure.
Very good. All right.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We are going to go to our next call here, and I bring in our good friend. We'll just go with Barbara here on this one here. Our good friend from Georgia, let's bring in Melvin to the show. Melvin had some difficulties a while back and contacted the show. How's things going now, Melvin?
Hey, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I thank God for you. Things are going very well now. I was able to take care of my utilities and my other bills that I was going through. And I also want to thank, I definitely want to thank you, Michael. You've been a tremendous blessing for me in the beginning and all the way to the end, I know. And I want to thank all the people that donated, that helped me get my bills, my utilities taken care of, because I injured myself and they cut my hours at work, and it's just been hard lately. But I'm headed, I believe, back on the right track. And so I just want to say that to everyone that donated, and I want to thank you, Michael, for getting everybody together to dig in and just help a brother out.
Well, you're very welcome. And then just to update for the folks who don't know what's, Melvin called the show a couple weeks ago, and Melvin's been a caller to the show and a friend of mine since, I think, way back since I started 9 years ago. And Melvin called and his electricity was out, and I know Melvin's on some medical equipment and can't have no electricity. So we stepped into action here at Journey into the Light, and a lot of my Facebook friends and guests and so forth and donated. We got raised $300 just in that one in the evening, so we can get Melvin's lights back on.
That's wonderful.
So anyway, I'm very happy to see Melvin's doing better. So he's had a rough go at it last couple of years, and that's saying it lightly. So I'm happy for you, Melvin.
God, thank you. Well, thank you very much, Michael. We need more people
welcome.
With a beautiful heart just like you. I'm telling you. You're an angel on earth here.
There's a lot. You're helping a lot of people, though, open up their hearts because, had a great response. People opened up their hearts to help. And I'm seeing people on the show really get into the act of giving, because I run the homeless foundation here at Journey into the Light since last December. We help people on the streets here in Oklahoma City. People donate here to the show and Jennifer Taylor, and anyway, it's just beautiful, and I love doing it. So anyway, so I'm glad you're doing better, Melvin. So on with the call here. Your question for Barbara. Barbara, you there?
Yep.
Okay.
Hi, Ms. Barbara.
Hi, Melvin. What's your question, dear?
My question is, do you see any movement, improvement in my finances? Because I was injured back in July of last year, injured my knee, injured my left elbow and my lower back. And so I have to go to court on the 15th of this month. And I failed at a department store here in Georgia, Walmart's, and I could have injured myself worse, but I have some nerve damage. But I just want to know, do you see any improvement in my finances from this?
Yes, I feel very sure. By the way, what's the first number, Melvin, that comes into your head?
Number 8.
Okay. And your birth date?
My birthday is September the 10th, 1960.
So your birth sign is what?
Virgo.
Yeah, okay. So that's 9:16. I had a hard time hearing you for some reason. Okay,
9:10.
I'm going to just
Barbara.
Add
9:10.
I'm just 9:10. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so just want to add these up. So 23 is your life number. So that's your pathway. All right. working with your birth date, which is a part of you very strongly, and this is not astrology, it's sacred geometry, and so that goes back to the beginning of time, and you have to realize that you're a very old soul. Do you realize that?
I guess. I'm not sure.
Okay. Take my word for it. I'm reading these numbers, and this tells me this. And you chose the number 8, which represents karma. What you went through was all your karma from other lifetimes. And as I see it right now, it's starting to turn over for the positive. And it's climbing, I see it climbing up a hill. You're going to get 3 different types of places that are going to give you money. I'm not sure if this means job or a fund or what it is, but they don't appear to be real, like, big clumps of money, but enough just to come through for you. Because you're living now a karmic debt, and that's all positive, dear. So everything is going to be on the upswing, not on the downswing. You have to just sit back, do as much as you can, talk to God or the higher power, whatever you believe in, and send out your thoughts constantly of thank you before you even get it, because you're going to. But you want to thank everybody in your mind's eye. You understand
right.
What I'm saying by that? So if you sit down and think thoughts of thanking people, watch it turn around and come back at you. It already has. But this is new, because you got to get enough to get through this year with.
Okay.
How many hours a week do you work?
24.
Is that all you can stand, or is it all that they can give?
That's all they are giving me. They cut my hours because of my injury.
Okay.
And on restrictions from the doctor.
Any other place around there that you could get a part-time job?
No, ma'am, not right now. My attorney don't want me working because it'll jeopardize the case with my restricted doctor. Yes, ma'am.
You're going to, as soon as you get all that behind you, don't stop. Keep growing, okay?
Okay.
Because
yes, ma'am.
This is a part of your karmic adventure in this lifetime that's on an upswing. And you want to grab it while you can, because it's lucky, 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 lucky. It's not, oh, poor me. It's, I'm going to get it all. So I wish you luck upon your journey. I'll give
you
to one of the other girls now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
This is Reverend Lynn.
Hi.
Okay, I was taking a look at this. The first thing that Spirit was showing me is that they're saying, you know, don't despair about the job situation and the fact that, you know, you're not working the hours and the money's, it's a little difficult with the money, because this is what they're calling the final battle, okay? You know, this is kind of the end of it. You're going to be, there's going to be new beginnings coming after this. There are going to be opportunities that are going to open up for you. And one thing after another, as I'm looking, it's all good and it's all moving forward and it's all getting better and better as I'm seeing it. So the opportunities are going to be there. The money is going to be better. And we're looking a little bit ahead and seeing, very good work situation, whether it's in the same job that you have now with increased hours or whether it's something else that's going to come with it. It's definitely going to be better. So I'm seeing what Barbara is in the aspect of think very positive, because things are really on the upswing and they're going to get better and better for you. And I will leave you with that.
Thank you. Thank you,
You're
Ray.
Welcome.
Uh-huh.
curious, Melvin, do you ever write anything down?
Yes, sometimes I do. I write things down to try to, you know, manifest what I want. And actually, I'm going to be doing that tonight.
Okay. Because what I'm picking up is that you have that ability. And I think that the reason, the ability to put things together in your own order. And from your words, which are sacred, because you have a very gentle voice. So obviously, you know, you have a strong spirituality in you, is to keep writing. You're asking us, of course, a question, but I think that you'll get your own answers as well, because I do think your words are very, very valuable and reflect a lot of exactly who you are and can also almost, I feel automatic handwriting with you as well. You know, which is you just put that pen in your hand and let the energy, the words come out, let it just totally flow like the water is always moving. You know, don't stop. You know, just don't stop and let the words come out, certainly from your subconscious mind as well. And also, I think this, whatever reason this is for you, and I don't think... I think because it seems like a very intense situation, I think the best answer that any of us can give us is really, I feel, within yourself, because you have that, you really do have that ability, and it feels as if you're very connected on a higher vibration with the signs, and I would just keep flowing with your own intuition. And I just get to keep getting the words, and words for you, and the order of the words. And if you can, do it. And I think in the nighttime is always better because the spirits are out much more, and it's a quiet, it's more peaceful, and you can connect better. As often as you can do it, like if you want it, you know, every night, every other night, it's your journey. But I think the answers will come, I really do, through your own writing skills.
Right.
If that was helpful for you, Mr. Melvin.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Thank you. Yes.
I think, I mean, was your original question, I'm presuming, was the Walmart situation. And I'm presuming whether you're going to get money from the court case, right? A settlement of some degree?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You know, I have a client who had a certain circumstance with Walmart. Walmart, unfortunately, can go on and on and on, you know?
Right.
It's a big company. They don't like to give money right away, and they have their own lawyers from A to Z. So I think the thing key with the Walmart situation is not to rely on it because it might take, I'm picking up it's going to take a while, and simply rely on yourself and how you can do it totally on your own, because I'm just picking up Walmart is going to be a little bit of a headache actually.
Yes. It already is because it has been almost 8 months now.
Oh, yeah, well, I hate to tell you, but it's going to take longer.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we think we're going to get something, or even some people in a will from somebody, or some money is left to us for what it doesn't happen, and that's okay. Who cares? The main thing is maybe not to rely on the other, but to rely more on you. And the gifts that were given to you at the time of your birth. Because it's going to be a little bit, I really hate to tell you, I think it's going to be a headache.
Oh, yeah, I already know it's going to be a headache because that's what they do in the, you know, to clients, you know, that have been injured itself at work. So they have a history of prolonging cases, of working cases and all that. I will stand. I'm not gonna leave. I'm not gonna quit because it's the right thing for me to do right now. And I wish that they could come to an agreement where I could get taken care of with my injuries.
No, I totally empathize with you, but their whole key, their thing is to wear you down. so that whatever they offer you, you know, you take. But I would say don't take anything. Have it in your own mind and certainly talk to your lawyer what number you think is fair.
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. We have discussed that, and I do have some numbers in mind. Also, hopefully I can turn this, maybe get some disability out of this, because I really am injured with nerve damage throughout my whole left side from the fall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I also had a little minor stroke from some of the medication that the doctor gave me. So, there's some type of medication, and the FDA have pulled it from the pharmacy because this type of medication causes strokes. And I had one in November, a little tiny one, they said, and taking that type of medication. So I'm going that route too, and I'm going the route with a long-term situation, a long-term, not just a short, you know, you get a paycheck and go about your business. Not that. That's not going to be what I'm seeking. So if they want to go another 8 months, it'll be fine with me. Yes, ma'am. It'll be fine with me and my attorney.
Yeah. Well, stay strong, Melvin. Stay strong. You'll get it. So
okay.
We'll continue to say prayers for you. So keep checking back.
Okay. I love you, man.
Okay. I love
I'm
you too, brother.
I'm back online now, so I'll send you some
pictures. All right. He's really a great guy. Why don't we let the ladies here let you know how you can reach them. Lynn, do you want to start?
Yes, Michael, I will. I have a website, which is essenceofthedivine.com. My email is angelsongs, and that's plural, 777@yahoo.com. And the best phone number is 727-688-2100. And I can also be receive text messages on that number.
Okay, very good. Carol?
My email is intuitivecarol@gmail.com. My phone number is 718-637-3203. And I'm also the author of the book, The Awakening of Friendship. So it has a bio in that website. And it's www.theawakeningoffriendship.com. And the listener certainly can get a feeling of what I do. It has basically the tools that I use. But again, I emphasize that we can have many tools, just like somebody can have a long resume. It doesn't mean that the person is going to connect. I would certainly advise or that the listener, whoever you feel comfortable with in your heart, mind, and spirit that you feel can connect to you and the question you have in the deepest way possible.
Okay, thank you. And Barbara?
This Angelica of the Angels.com is my website. My email is Angelica of Salem at AOL.com. 978-745-9355. And I'm medium, psychic, and all of that there. The list is too long, and the only reason I'm saying that is that call us because we want to talk to you.
Okay, thank you. And we have all the contact information, folks, right here on the show page, so you can't miss it for all three psychic mediums, all three of my guests here, and they do private readings all the time. So, again, this is just a mini reading, a snapshot. So to get a full in-depth reading, contact one or all three. So there you go. Okay, so now we're going to go with Reverend Lynn with California and Juliana. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello,
Juliana.
Everybody. Hi, nice to talk to you.
Yes, I'm here.
Did you need my birthday too, or you
no.
need it? Oh, okay. I would like to know what spirits you see around me.
What spirits I see around you?
Yes.
Okay. Are you feeling any spirits around you?
Well, I do. Yes.
Okay. Well, I am seeing definitely seeing an animal spirit. Okay, for one, and that is a wolf that I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And one more that I see, I'm not seeing a lot. I saw the wolf, and I'm also seeing a Native American. I'm trying to get a name. The name is sort of Silver Fox is the name.
Oh.
And those are the two that I see. Have you actually seen any yourself?
No, but I was wondering if they're good spirits or bad. That's
oh,
all.
Definitely good. Definitely good.
Good. So you see
yeah.
good spirits around.
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Oh,
were
good.
Were you concerned about bad spirits?
Yes.
Okay, for what reason? Is anything particular happening?
Just like bad things have been happening, like with that don't usually happen with me. And someone had told me that, well, that could be bad spirits in your house, though.
So oh, well, that's probably doubtful. But, you know, if you're at all concerned about that, you certainly could, you know, get some sage and cleanse your home if that's
uh-huh.
a concern. But I would say probably it's most likely that is not the case. Bad things just happen in life at times and for no apparent reason. I mean, I know there is a reason for everything, but we don't necessarily know what it is. But I wouldn't attribute it immediately to a bad spirit. What do you think, Miss Carol?
Thanks, Miss Lynn. what's your birthday, dear? What is your birthday?
10-22-59.
I'm not picking up, but let me just make sure. 10-22-59. I'm not picking up. What I'm picking up maybe is there's an influence. So this must have been somebody. Oh, you got moon in Cancer. Yeah. All right. So a lot of times when you got a lot of Scorpio, bingo. Okay, so sometimes maybe you have a fear of the unknown and you can get easily influenced, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're Libra, but you got this other stuff going on. And then there's this insecurity stuff. So what I'm not picking up any spirit. No, I think maybe there was a human. Somebody might have influenced you with this, you know. But
mm-hmm.
if you can, rise above it all. Because everybody's going to have, nothing is going to totally flow in life. That's just the nature of life. It's not always going to flow. To me, it is like the stock market. It has its ups and it has its downs, you know?
Yes,
it's
I know.
It's a matter
that.
Of what to do with the downs and maybe not to look at it as a down. Because maybe
yeah.
you're learning
don't
something.
Don't feed it.
Right?
Yes, don't feed it negativity, right?
Yes, don't feed
yeah.
it. Look at it more, well, what can I learn from this? Maybe even write it down. Why am I influenced with it? What is this unknown that I am fearful of? Maybe use an affirmation. I trust the unknown. I know the unknown is very powerful. I will go forward with my life. I know that everything will unfold in the natural way that God has been, you know, that God gives to me. And I will just keep on going forward because your moon in Cancer can shut down.
Yes.
You need a crowbar to open you up, you know. So we don't want you to go out and buy a crowbar because sometimes they're expensive at Home Depot, you know. But we do want you to at least work with it in a positive way, as you just mentioned, and basically say that, you know, it is the unknown, but who cares? There's a lot of unknowns in life. We don't know what's going to
yeah.
happen tomorrow. We don't know. We just don't
yeah.
know, you know. We can write it down on a piece of paper what we would like it to be, but guess what? It ain't going to happen, people. So we just try our best. So the main thing I would say is rise above all the unknown, and I'm picking up the insecurities, and work with affirmations. I am secure with myself. I will go for. I talk about that actually in my book. You can look it up. The Awakening.
Oh, I'd like to.
There's one chapter on security, by the way. Inner security.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Keep opening up and forget the crowbar.
Thank you.
And before Barbara starts, I'd also like to say Carol was just talking about having a good attitude. And, you know, the more that we feel that bad things are happening or the more that we focus on that, the more that we are, you know, attracting that kind of energy. Okay,
yeah.
So you don't want to be attracting that to you. So you want, the more positive you are and the more positively you speak and think, you're going to attract that same kind of energy. So you want to do your best to try to dwell on the good things rather than what's not going right.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I say the same thing, my dear. You attract to you what you are. So you're a nice person. So you really should only be attracting nice energy.
Yeah.
You've got to remember that. Sometimes we make our own negativity ourselves, and we don't realize it. So we get ourselves stuck in a negative energy, right? Just
right.
The way we're talking and feeling and so forth. You got to look at yourself. I look at your numbers here. You were born on the 22nd.
Yes.
Do you know that is a magic number?
Oh, really?
It's a magic number. It deals with the masters, deals with the angels, all divine beings. It is not a number that you would ever change and make it be a 4, which you would normally do, because 22 is a power number in spirituality. Your life's number is a 7. You add up all of your birth date numbers, it comes out to be 16, and 1 and 6 is 7. 7 is the highest spiritual number. There's no reason why you should be saying that you're not positive or that your life isn't going the way you want it. If it's not, then you have to look at what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
And try to change it. And
yeah.
If you're being sad, call the doctor and ask him if there's something that he can do to help you not to be so negative. There's most wonderful, there are drugs, but they help you to get together and then you can get off of them. Get yourself into a meditation class. Learn about spirit. Learn about all of this stuff. You shouldn't be that way. You're too young.
I just think it's my friends. They run me to the ground. Like, they're always so needy.
Don't
and
go,
I
don't go
I know.
With them. You need new
they're
friends.
They're zappers. Huh? Yeah. They're just so needy. I mean, and then I feel guilty when I can't do something for them with that they want. And, you know, so I think that's
maybe. Maybe you all should get together and have a little talk. And you say, look, it's you people are hanging too heavy on my shoulder. Can we lighten up and help each other a little bit more?
Yes.
Are they friends together?
No, they're separate. It's separate
well, then
friends.
You have to say it to them separate.
Individually.
What can I do
yeah.
to make you happy because you're making me unhappy?
Yeah.
Switch it around. It's called reverse psychology. Switch it around. Make it so that they can understand that you. I had a girlfriend that she was like that all the time. It was this. I finally said, be with you because you're making me too sad. Making me
that's
too
where
upset.
I'm going with this one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you tell her that, you're saying it with love.
Yes. Kill them with
saying
kindness.
It with love. And you're doing it because you want her to still stay your friend. And if she can't do that, then you've got to let her go. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael.
Thank you very
Thank
much,
Michael.
Ladies.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
You're all right.
Bye-bye.
You're
Thank
okay.
you. Bless your heart. Bye.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Great. All right. Well, we had time probably for just a really quick call here. Ladies, got 5 minutes tops. So let's bring, where are we going? Carol? Yeah. 5 minutes. Mandy, Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hello, you guys.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi. Oh,
hello.
How can we help you, Mandy? What's your birthday, sweet?
My birthday is 2279.
71?
79.
79. Okay, 2279. Go ahead.
Yes, my question is if you see things getting better between my baby's father and I.
Oh, that's a good one. Hold on. 2-2, here we go. What's his birthday?
His birthday is, let's see, he's 32, July 6th.
July 6th, and the year?
Geez, what year would that be? I'm sorry.
Okay, I know we don't have much time here. All right, well, first I'm going to just go, I'm going to zoom into your, you know, and I understand why you're asking the question, because your birthday needs movement, you know, forward motion, actions. You're all about going forward. You don't want to get stuck. So obviously there's something in his birthday that is not moving as quickly as probably you would like it to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
As you're asking the resolution. Give me quickly the specific question.
Him and I have a 3-month-old. He's involved with another female. And
right.
To be honest with you, I'm hearing, but I haven't heard it from his mouth, about him having some type of a drug issues, possibly, and maybe involved with some illegal activity. So I'm worried about addiction issues and going to jail, and you know, obviously because of the effect that would have on my 3-month-old.
Yeah, well, I'm picking up, and I'm going to, you know, have the lovely ladies tune in, but there is a drug issue. And I'm picking up, I don't like it, something negative. I'm just picking up this negative energy.
I would
say for you to move on somehow. Again, I don't know the legality. I don't know the ramifications, but I do feel very intense, very, very intense negative energy with him, yes.
Right. And he's not. There's a lot of things that he doesn't tell you, because I'm seeing a lot of dishonesty here, and even some sneakiness.
Okay.
You know, so you have to be aware. You know that you know you're not always told the truth.
And do you see things staying that way? Again, this is not just a concern for myself and my heart, but you know, this is my infant child as well.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a struggle. I wouldn't count on him, you know. I guess if you're thinking, is he going to be coming and be like a great dad and all that kind of thing?
I wouldn't consider this in his life. You know what
right.
I mean? He's very inconsistent, which is the exact opposite of my personality.
Right, right. So what Spirit is saying to me is that don't count on it.
Okay.
It's possible. I'm not saying that it's impossible, but it would you probably would be very disappointed if you really counted on it and thought, well, you know, this is really going to happen, because it's real iffy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry to have to say that, but you know, it's the reality of it.
And try to release it, I would say, right, Lynn?
Yes.
Because I'm picking up, you're holding on too tight to the energy of it.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't feel as if he's going to. I don't think he's shifting his energy at all. So I understand he's a father, but I'm picking up, try to release as much as possible. Go shift into another gear.
Yes.
Even as far as him manning up and playing the father.
Correct.
Really mad as well.
Correct.
Yeah, because it doesn't. I mean, like, it's always possible. You never want to say never, but
right.
it's not. It doesn't look real good. Let's put it that way.
Now, how about? Do you see him facing jail time anywhere in the near future? Because I know you said you did say something about addiction.
What kind of, ma'am, can I interrupt because we're short on time?
Sure, sure, sure.
What kind of drugs is he on?
I've been hearing through the grapevine pills in some marijuana.
So
I don't, and again,
marijuana.
This is,
so what are you worrying about your baby for? What are you worrying about the baby for? When the baby goes with them?
Well, the baby doesn't get with him, and I do have a fear that one day I'm just going to get served with some papers, and because of what he may be into and what he's not into, I don't know the truth. So,
Whose name is on the baby's birth certificate?
Mine. I didn't put him on, to be honest with you.
Okay,
I mean, he's 110% his father, and he's...
Stop worrying about it. It's not happening.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry.
You're putting something out there that hasn't happened yet.
Absolutely.
And when you put out,
yep.
And if you put a thought out like that, you can make it happen because it's a creative thought within life pattern.
He'll throw those little threats out there that he's going to get a lawyer and he's get him and so forth, blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. So I guess that's
off. If he's not taking drugs and he's okay, what's wrong with him having a father?
Right.
Right. Do a little more research so you'll be ready. Try to find out as much as you can about him so that if there is a problem, you can have it documented just in case something like this happens. Just be cautious and don't be paranoid about it.
Yeah, try not to empower the unknown.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Right,
he
right.
is on probation, but he's passing his drug test, from what I'm told from that office. And I can't understand why, if he's on these illegal drugs, how he is passing these tests.
Are you getting that from another source that might not be reliable that he's on drugs?
Family members of his.
Oh, family members, okay.
Weren't saying it in a mean way. We're saying it in a very calmly serious tone as we are speaking right now.
Right.
So not somebody just trying to put him down or cause problems. I wouldn't think so. I didn't get that impression at all.
Right. I think if your drug use is severe, there's no way you're going to pass a test. I mean, if you using marijuana, whatever, but if you have severe drug issues, you're not going to be able to pass a test. So.
Okay, we're out of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies.
So
you're welcome,
we can do
Michael.
Okay, thanks, ladies. We appreciate it. All out of time. All right, thanks, everybody.
Okay,
Lisa Zayas coming
Thank
up
you,
next.
Michael.
Call back late. Thanks, ladies.